Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigned Thursday morning at Clinton College, a historically black school in Rock Hill. Biden said voters need to stand up to what he said are the cruel policies of the Trump administration. WFAE's Steve Harrison has this report.
The 600 or so people who filled the gymnasium at Clinton College were enthusiastic, giving Biden a jolt of energy that pundits say is missing from his campaign. Biden talked about a recent Trump administration decision to eliminate protections that allow immigrants to stay in the country and avoid deportation to receive life-saving medical treatments.
He's seeking to deport sick kids, seeking life-saving medical treatment in the United States. Like every bully, he's trying to make himself seem stronger by picking on the most vulnerable among us. And folks, I've never said this about a president before, but it's sinful what's happening. It's not who we are. This is not who we are.
Biden cited an article from The Atlantic magazine titled, "Cruelty is the Point."
It's all they have to run on. Fear, anger, division, cruelty.
Many of his Democratic opponents, including Elizabeth Warren and Bernie Sanders, want to create a national health plan that would eliminate private insurance. Biden said he would, quote, build on Obamacare and create a new public option, though it wouldn't be for everyone.
So what I do is everyone who qualifies for Medicaid, everyone who qualifies would automatically be enrolled in the public option in my plan with no cost. They'd all be covered.
The crowd was about half white and half black. Barbara Kurtz says she's voting for Biden mainly because she thinks he has the best chance of beating Trump.
My main reason would be voting for him. I want somebody that can win.
But Biden still has to earn the vote of Cedric Singletary. He works at Clinton College in admissions.
I'm a college-educated young man and student loans, and, you know, I'm hearing different candidates talk about the option of having some loan forgiveness, and so we're just listening and seeing what would be the best option for America.
South Carolina's primary is February 29th. North Carolina votes on March 3rd. For WFAE News, I'm Steve Harrison.